150 years ago today, Confederate soldiers opened fire on Fort Sumter, marking the beginning of the Civil War.
At the heart of the conflict, the preservation of the Union and the abolition of slavery. So why did tens of thousands of blacks fight for the South?
We are the last of the old bodyguards of our masters served through the war between the states. And we have been to all the reunions and they have treated us just the same as any other soldier.
Black Confederate soldiers may have hated slavery, but loved their country. And their country was south of the Mason-Dixon line.
I'm a ragged rebel soldier, and I fought all through the war.
Black and wearing gray, the blacks who fought for the southern states. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 12th. And of course, the reason we're talking about the Confederates and the Union is because today is the 150th anniversary of the battle at Fort Sumter.
Fort Sumter, that's right. It became a much more grim and brutal set of battles, and we'll be talking about the real faces of the Civil War conflict 150 years ago. It began today. But let's get a check in the morning's top news. In Japan, a sobering milestone. The severity level of the disaster at the Fukushima nuclear complex has been revised from level 5 to level 7. The only other time a rating of 7 has been used was during the Chernobyl accident in 1986. Speaking through an NHK translator, Hidehiko Nishiyama says so far the consequences of the Fukushima disaster have been far less severe than those at Chernobyl.
In the case of Chernobyl, there were many acute radiation injuries reported. 29 people died. And in Fukushima's case, we have not seen such a situation arise yet.
Officials say the amount of radiation initially leaked at Fukushima was just a tenth of what escaped at Chernobyl. Nishiyama warned that radiation may still be leaking from the Fukushima complex.
The release into the atmosphere, we want to limit this as much as possible, but it is continuing to a certain extent, and we have not been able to ascertain how much is coming out from each of the units.
Aside from the historical milestone, officials say there's no reason for citizens to actually worry about the revised rating because the overall health risk is still believed to be low.
This morning, France's foreign minister says NATO should be doing more in Libya to take out the heavy weaponry of pro-Gaddafi forces. That comes as a bloody siege drags on in the city of Misrata. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says there are still more difficult days ahead for Libya.
There's an urgent need, I think, to get humanitarian assistance into the people of Benghazi and elsewhere in eastern Libya. But we continue to believe that through diplomatic pressure we can end it.
The rebels rejected a peace proposal that was brokered by the African Union yesterday because it does not include Gaddafi's resignation.
In the Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo is being held by forces of Alassane Ouattara, the internationally recognized president. Ouattara urged calm and restraint and promised the start of legal proceedings against the former president. Gbagbo also made an appeal for peace throughout the country.
I hope that we can stop the fighting and get into the civilian part of the crisis and that we end it quickly so that the country can go back to normal.
Gbagbo refused to sign a statement formally ceding power, though. Pakistani officials demanding the U.S. cut down the number of CIA operatives working in their country. They're also asking for an end to CIA drone strikes targeting militants in northwest Pakistan.
And A federal appeals court has upheld the decision of a lower court that calls Arizona's immigration law unconstitutional. The state could appeal to the Supreme Court. Asian markets and European indices are down, and futures are down this morning. The Dow starts at 12,381, the S&P at 1,324, the Nasdaq at 2,771. Well, we're going to take a look back 150 years to the beginning of the Civil War later this hour. But first, we're going to check in on that news from Pakistan, where they're asking that the United States take all of their CIA officers, well, more than 300 CIA officers and special ops forces and contractors out of Pakistan. This is a break in this already fragile relationship.